keep your family safe with help from Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Kidde detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and give fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Check out all our Kidde safety products and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. This is how you remind me of who I really am.
My grandma lived in Birmingham after she retired. 25-minute bus ride from where I lived above a post office with three masturbating stepbrothers. See other episodes for that story. And every Saturday I'd get the bus there Saturday morning and we'd have lunch. And grandma served the whitest of breads, don't they? They're so white, you don't get bread that white anywhere else. Cold tomatoes, kind quarters. No cherry tomatoes back then, just cold tomatoes. That was a tomato back then. And radishes. Radishes, only grandma served radishes. Fucking radishes, who wants a radish? Thick cut cheese, cheap cheese, or a tin of corned beef. And obviously, love reminiscing about these days and love remembering my grandma. Thank God I've got lots of film of her and I can keep her alive in that way, but memories more than anything keep people alive. As I've said, you know, before on this, the way you are, you know, the way you are, the way you are with your children, you know, you can see traits of my grandma in my kids. And every Saturday, my grandma and I used to visit my granddad in the care home where he lived and had been living for a while now with Alzheimer's. And he didn't know who we were, and it was obviously very sad. But on the way there, my grandma and I would walk for about an hour. It was a long walk across fields and parkland. It was Sanwar Valley, I think it was called. A big open expanse of nothingness, which was a rare sight in that area. Otherwise, it was built up areas and motorways. And nothingness is a good time to clear the mind of the present and take your mind back to the past. So my grandma would tell me on this journey of stories about my granddad, you know, from the old days. So many stories of when they were young. Coming out of the war. And the really extraordinary things they had gone through in the Second World War. And at that time, when I was a kid, they seemed dramatic, but now just seem absolutely unfathomable. You know, some of us try to equate, don't we, what we've been through in the pandemic with a war, but there's nothing comparable at all. My grandma had bombs falling around her house, sheltering in the underground. My granddad captured in a prisoner of war camp. How is that comparable? We've just been watching Tiger King. So these Saturday mornings, there'd be a sandwich of memories being with my granddad for 45 minutes or so, where we would talk just at him, you know. He couldn't talk, he didn't know who we were. And then that time will be sandwiched by these memories of the past. And on the way there to see him, the memories from my grandma would all be happy ones. And on the way back, you'd see the heartache, the melancholy would take over, and she'd share other stories from the past about, I don't know, how granddad used to annoy her sometimes, used to gamble in the hard times that they'd had, you know. It was so clearly differentiated. The day was split into good memories, no memory, and bad memories. And if you ever get a moment of nothingness like we had back then, you can do this with anything you're remembering. Any situation, you have the good memories about it, the bad memories, and the no memory. And what I learned then, as my grandma told me about the bad memories, compared with no memory at all, people say, oh, you know, it's good to forget. It's not. You can learn to cherish the bad memories, at least you have them. Compared with no memory, it's kind of wonderful. Because the bad and the good, that's life, right? And that is our life together. Bad and good. It's bad, and then it's good. It's bad, then it's good. Try to cherish both. Because as the saying goes, bad or good, it's better than nothing. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. I've been wrong, I've been down to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream, are we having fun yet? Having fun yet? Yeah, yeah. Are you having fun yet in this episode? No, no. Remember the bad ones, yeah.